This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Southwest has announced that it will start paying out dividends again. It's the first major U.S. airline to resume payments after suspending them because of the pandemic. Airlines are quite optimistic about the near-term future. Many expect to turn their first profit next year for the first time since 2019. That's according to the International Air Transport Association, which is predicting a near $5 billion boost. Where airlines' profits are coming from has changed because of the pandemic. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on that.
What's remarkable about the airline industry's recovery is who's fueling it, says Henry Hardeveld, a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
It has been powered primarily by people traveling on their own dime because the business travel sector is still very much in recovery mode.
Hardeveld says his firm has found that before COVID, business travelers made up 50% or more of airline profits. But today, leisure travelers are the source of most of the industry's profits. Meanwhile, airline capacity is shrinking, says Helene Becker, a managing director at Cowen.
You don't have the infrastructure in place. You don't have the equipment in place to expand to handle the demand. So you have no choice but to raise ticket prices.
Becker says those rising prices in turn may prompt some potential leisure travelers to stay put. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.